This is Chaitanya Charitamrita, November 14th. And this is stories, continuing the story from yesterday about Jagannanda, remember? Jagannanda force feeds Lord Chaitanya. We heard such wonderful description of Lord Chaitanya taking Mahaprasada with all his intimate devotees and making personal arrangements to give each one of them exactly what they like to eat and supplying enough food for the handful of devotees for 500 people. It was quite a lot, quite a large amount of prasadam. It actually says in the Bengali verse, Nati Lila, when Lord Chaitanya's devotees would take with him, it said Akantapuriya in Bengali, says they would eat up to their neck. Pura means full, and Akanti means neck, Akantapuriya. And then the question is raised, why only up to the neck? Why did Lord Chaitanya allow his followers to honor Mahaprasad only up to the neck? Why is that? Because he could eat all the way up to your lips also, no? The devotees, Mahaprabhu, they have to have some room to say, hurry, hurry. Can't have much energy because there's no air coming from the belly, so they're eating up here, hurry, 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 hurry. Something comes out. They can chant. So this is the thing. Jagannanda Bedaya Parishevana Karite Prabhura Pate Bhala Javyadena Achambite. Jagannanda went to distribute prasadam, and suddenly he placed all the first class preparations on the plate of Mahaprabhu. Oh, that's very bad. We heard earlier that Lord Chaitanya has told his servers, he said, listen, serve all the first class prasadam to all the other devotees, all the cakes and kheer and Amrit Gutika. Remember, what's Amrit Gutika? Did you forget? How can you forget this? This is a crucial point of tattva. A very crucial point of tattva. Amrit, you'll be examining this at time of death. Yamraj will come and say, what is Amrit Gutika? You say, puri. Puri filled with condensed milk. Ah. And then Yamraj will give you one. And you'll eat that puri and go to Godhead. So that's Amrit, so the Amrit Gutika, Lord Chaitanya said, give all this to the devotees, the other devotees, and give me lafra vyanjan, give me mixed vegetables. Very simple food. And Jagannanda says, yes, yes, I know you ordered that, yes, yes. Starts giving all the cakes and kheer to Mahaprabhu. Why? Because, who's Jagannanda? Satyabhama. So Satyabhama is Bhamya Prakar. Krishna says one thing, she does another thing. This is left wing, Prakar. Prakar means a little hot-headed, angry, not submissive. This Dakshin Prakar is Rukmini's Dakshin Prakar. Rukmini Chandravali Dakshin Prakar is submissive. Okay, you said don't do this, I won't do it. But if you tell Rukmini, you say, hey, Only give me steamed vegetables. My belly's not going good. It's not in good shape. So then Rukmini would only serve steamed vegetables to Dwarkadish. But if Dwarkadish tells Satyabhama, I am sick, my belly's not good today. Too many bandaras. You know, I'm the king. She'll say, what's this? You ask for steamed vegetables. Take this cake. Forget about it. I'll rub your belly afterwards. Aham Vaishwanaro Bhutva Praninam Dehamashritaha Prana Pana Samayutta Panchamyanam Chaturvidam. So Satyabhama says, listen, you take all these cakes and sweet rice, Dwarkadish, and afterwards you lie on your left side, and I'll gently rub your belly, and I'll chant the digestive mantra. You yourself gave this mantra in the Bhagavad Gita. Aham vaishwa naro bhutva praninam dehamashritaha pranapana samayuktam pancham yanam chaturvidam. I become the incoming and outgoing breath upon apan to digest the five kinds of foodstuffs. So I'll rub your belly, and then you'll digest your food. So Jagannanda Pandit, he's in Puri. He's in the same Rukmini Bhav, Prakara Bhav. Abhamya Prakara. And Mahaprabhu is saying, hey, servers, listen, you're serving. Only give me mixed vegetables. Yes, 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 only mixed vegetables. Kheer, cakes, Amrit Gutika. It's mixed vegetables, eh? Take it. Yadyapi Dile Prabhu Tanri Karena Rosh. Bali Chali Tabudena Dile Se Santosh. When such opulent, tasty prasadam was put on Mahaprabhu's plate, Mahaprabhu outwardly displayed anger, rosh. Nonetheless, when the preparations were bale chale, somehow or other, because the word for word is a little more explicit, when the preparations were placed on Mahaprabhu's plate, sometimes by tricks and sometimes by force, bale chale, tabudena, dile se santosh, tanre karina rosh, dile se santosh. So the first line he's pretending, he's feigning anger, rosh, rodra, rodra bhav, this is a bhav, anger, rodra, this is a gona bhav, secondary rasa. This is rasa. This is rasa shastra. So, Rukmini and Dwarkadish are interacting, and Mahaprabhu and Jagannanda. So he's showing anger. Hey, what's this? Bali chale. So then the Gurunga is getting angry, and then Jagannanda Pandit, he said, no, take this, and Lord Chaitanya's like this, and then by tricks he puts inside the plate, like the Indian mothers often do with their guests. And by trick, you go, no, like, no, okay, I won't give you. Then she turns around, by trick, they put on your plate. You say, no, don't give. And then they say, okay, I won't give you. And they go to the other side, they give it, rascal, yeah, I give. Then when you're not, oh, okay. Then they come back real fast and drop rascal on your plate. I've never seen. They're very tricky, isn't it? Bali chale. Chalak, you know, chalak. Chalak means clever, like, tricky type. Chalak. So this is what's going on in this love exchange of divine love. But understanding the heart of Jagannanda Pandit, that love conquers all. In love there's no rules, in rules there's no love. So Gauranga says, okay, this is my maryada. See, look, this is my maryada. My maryada means my rule, my order. Listen, this, hey, only lafra vyanjan, only mixed vegetables. You understand? Yes. So all the other servers, they follow the rule, the maryada. But Satyabhama, Jagannanda Pandit, he's operating on the rule of love. In love, there's no rules. What is this? All this wonderful Jagannath Mahaprasad, Amrit Gutika Kheer, Ladu, this, that. Forget it, man. I know you're the same Jagannath. I know who you are. You can't, what is this sannyas bogus program, sannyas? You're that same Jagannath in the temple. You're eating chapan bog every day. Now you're saying lafra? Lafra Vyanjan. You think I'm so foolish? You think I'm going to fool for this? Ah! Take this Amrit Gutika. Take this cream-filled puri. Ah, enjoy. So then Mahaprabhu, he was, okay. And he was santosh. He was satisfied. He broke his order. The king gives a rule and you break it. Then how will the king be satisfied? You cut your head off. There's a royal decree. Hey, this is my order. Anyone violates my order? Beheaded. But love is supreme. Rule is love. Punarapi se dravya kari nirikshan tanra bhaye prabhu kichu karina bhakshan. When the food was delivered again and again, Punarapi, Mahaprabhu looked at it for some time. Dravya kari nirikshana. He looked, it says nirikshan means to look, and nir means especially, a special look, nirikshana. He really carefully looked at it. Dravya means the substances, the articles. He's very carefully looking. He's looking at the food, and he's looking at Jagannanda. Being afraid of Jagannanda, Mahaprabhu finally ate something. Bhaya Prabhu Kichu Karina. So there's Rodra Ras, there's anger. One minute is Rosh, he's angry. Next minute is Bhayam. It's all Gona Rasas, seven secondary Rasas. It's all going in the context of Madhur, Madhur Bhav. The sweetness of these lovers. They're lovers, Jagannanda and Gauranga. This is Madhur Bhav. Or you can say it's Dasya Bhav or Sakya Bhav, but underneath it is their identities as Krishna and Rukmini. Krishna and Satyabhama. So now that you see how this shifts, the sthayi bhava is fixed, madhur bhava, and sometimes the sthayi bhava, in that ocean of sthayi bhava, a wave of anger rises. Hey, I'm angry with you. Next minute, oh, I'm happy with you. So that wave, the wave rises up, hey, I'm angry, and then anubhavas come from that, and then and different sattvic bhavs you display in your anger. That sanchari, vyavachari bhav, transitory bhav. Then that wave merges in the ocean of your sthayi rati. And then next moment, oh, I'm very happy. Then you smile and then maybe some tears of happiness. And different exhibitions, nanobhavas follow that. So now he's santosh. And then he's afraid, I better eat something. God is afraid of his lovers. So, it says in the second canto, yambabeti swayambayam. That which is feared by fear personified. I mean, the personification of fear is Krishna. Mrityu sarva harashchaham. Everyone's afraid of death. Mrityu sarva harashchaham. Krishna says in Gita, I come as death and take away everything. Who's not afraid of death? So Krishna is a very young, he's saying that fear by fear personified. He's the personification of fear, and even fear runs in fear of Krishna. But now Krishna is afraid of Mother Yashoda. He's chasing him with a stick in her hand and a rope to tie him up. Now he's afraid of Jagannatha Pandit in Gaur Lila. So this is Lila. Jagannatha force feeds Mahaprabhu and goes on. Nakaile Jagannatha karibe uva upavas tanra age kichu khana mane ayatras. Mahaprabhu knew that if he did not eat the food offered by Jagannatha, Jagannatha would certainly fast, upavas. Being afraid of this, Mahaprabhu ate some of the prasadam he offered. So here we have this very, the lila, vichar, the consideration, the example in lila of the very principles of prema which we were discussing. The definition of prema is that one is completely attached to the happiness and satisfaction of the beloved. So Krishna is the prema vishai. He's the object of everyone's love in Dwarka Dham and Golok Dham and Braja Dham and Ayodhya Dham. Everyone is offering and directing their love to him and trying to satisfy him. Anukalyena Krishnana Anushilanam. By various activities, one after the other, every devotee in the spiritual world is trying to render pleasing service to Krishna in a favorable mood and attitude. But yet, Krishna, he's thinking, Lord Chaitanya's thinking, I really don't want to eat these fancy tasty foods. And I really shouldn't as a sannyasi. I should set the example of detachment, vairagya, virakti. Otherwise people imitate. But this power of Jagannatha's love is forcing me to give up my yama and niyama. He's forcing me to give up my rules and regulations. And not only that, he puts these preparations on my plate, if I refuse to eat them because of my attachment to Yama Niyama, my attachment to Maryada and not being submissive to the love of my devotees, which is not my nature. My nature is Bhaktavatsalya. My nature is to be affectionate and loving and caring for my devotees. So how can I abandon that nature, which is my primary nature? This is my Swarup Lakshana as Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, or is to be affectionate, loving, and caring for my devotees. So how can I assert myself as a non-responsive Lord of Law, Lord of Law and Order, a Maryada personality? Because that is not Krishna's nature, and Gauranga is Krishna. Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna, one of the primary characteristics of Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna is Bhaktavatsalya, very affectionate to his devotees. Therefore, he was afraid for the unhappiness of Jagannatha. This is his prema, his love for his devotees. If I don't eat, if I refuse to eat what he's offering me, he'll become angry, because he's hot-headed. He's Satyabhama Prakara. And then he'll go on man. He'll refuse to eat. Then he'll become unhappy. And I don't want his unhappiness. His happiness is my primary concern in my life. This is Krishna's just see Krishna's thinking. The happiness of my devotees is my primary concern in life. And the primary concern of Krishna's devotees is the happiness of Krishna. This is the realm of divine love, pure love. Sarup Gosai Bhala mishta prasaralan prabhuke nivedan kare age dandana. Sarup Damodara Goswami then brought some excellent sweetmeats and standing before the Lord offered them to him. So now I guess the door is open. Lord Chaitanya has let down his guard. He's given up his attachment to his sannyas dharma and strict rules and regulations of eating simple foodstuffs. He's been subdued and conquered by the love of Jagannanda Satyabhama. And now Lita Sakhi is jumping on the bandwagon. Sarup Damodara is seeing the opening there. There's Lord Chaitanya is softening his resistance and agreeing to receive all the love offerings of the devotees. So Lalita's next on the scene. So Damodara immediately brings some special sweetmeats and offers them. And what does he say when he offers them? E mahaprasada alpa karahas aswadan deka jagannatha kaiche karyachena bhojan. So in a very clever way, because Lalita Sakhi, Sarup Damodara is extremely clever, very expert talker. So in a very convincing and clever way, Sarup Damodara is convincing Mahaprabhu of the importance of honoring Alpa, a little bit of what he has in his hand. And he says, now listen, I mean, after all, Mahaprabhu, just take a little kichu. Just take a little bit. Alpa prasad. This is Mahaprasad. I mean, it is Mahaprasad, Jagannath Mahaprasad. Just take a little, just see how Lord Jagannath Swami accepted it. Just a little, Torasab, a little bit. Just aswadan, you taste, and see how Jagannath enjoyed it. Eta balayagi kichu kari samarpan, tanrasnehi prabhu kichu karina bhojan. Saying this, Sarup Damodara placed some of the Mahaprasad on Mahaprabhu's plate, and out of sneha, affection, the Lord ate it. That's what happens when these very pure-hearted, affectionate Indian housewives bring prasad after prasad after prasad, and you're trying to strictly follow your unadulterated rules of eating, and somehow you submit to their love and violate your rigid devotional principles and take part in the opulent food they're offering occasionally. What we've developed, because, you know, we've been sannyasi for a while, like 25 years or so, and we realize we have to be a happy medium here. So what I do now, when they serve one plate and they're serving, and then when it comes, I say, you know, can you put another plate? Can you put an empty plate? And they say, why? I said, maybe I want to eat more. Maybe I want to eat more than one plate. So then what I do is that they come and they bring so many things. I say, put it on this plate. They fill up the second plate. Then I just eat from the first plate. This is a little trick I do. And they kind of figure it out also, but it somewhat placates them. So they go to pile up on my plate. Oh, no, not this plate, over here. So they put it over there. And maybe I eat or don't, but definitely I'm going to finish everything on this one plate. I don't want to leave anything left over there, you know. So this is one little trick. Of course, they're not so slow either. They say, no, you're not eating anything from that plate. I said, no, I will. And yes, you know, one of those Indian, yes. E mata dui jana kari bharabhar vichitra e dui bhaktera sneha vyavahar. Sarup Damodara and Jagannanda, again and again, they offered the Lord some food. Thus they behaved affectionately. Sneha vyavahar. With the Lord, this was very, very uncommon. Vichitra, this is vichitra. Unusual behavior. Sarva bhome prabhu vasan achena vamapashe dui bhaktera sneha deke sarva bhoma hase. The Lord made Sarvabhauma sit on his left side. When Sarvabhauma Bhatt Acharya saw the behavior of Swarup and Jagannanda, he smiled. Sarvabhauma Deyana Prabhu Prasada Uttam Snehakari Bhara Bhara Karana Bhojan. Mahaprabhu also wanted to offer Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya some first-class food. Therefore, out of affection, he had the servers put first-class food on his plate again and again. Gopinatha Charya Uttam Mahaprasad Ani Sarvabhauma Diyakahi Sam Sumadurawani. Gopinatha Charya bought first-class food and gave it to Sarvabhauma while speaking sweet words. See, that there's something behind this, is that previous to this, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a Gyani, and he was absorbed in Shukshma Gyan. In his own words, he said, Mahaprabhu, before I met you, before you bestowed your mercy on me, I was repeatedly chewing and eating the dry oil cakes of mundane logic. Tarka and Naya said the dry oil cakes of mundane logic. But now you've submerged me in an ocean of sweet ambrosial prema. And that test was given once to Sarvabhauma. He was sleeping in his house, and before he could get up and observe, do his nitya kritya, brush his teeth and cleanse himself, relieve himself, Lord Chaitanya came with Jagannath Mahaprasadam before sunrise. He went right into his bedroom. He said, Sarvabhauma, Mahaprasad, take it. And he didn't think, oh, I have to brush my teeth, I have to do my anik, I have to chant my mantra, I have to do my puja, I have to do my tarpan, I have to do my vandanam, this, that. He said, all right, my lord. And he surrendered. And then, because he had already been preached to by Lord Chaitanya and been converted in his mind and heart. And that was a test. It was a test, an examination of whether he was still attached to the rules and regulations of a life of mundanity, or whether he was following the flow of love. That as soon as Mahaprasadam is offered to you, you should immediately respect it, especially Jagannath Mahaprasadam, irregardless of time, place, and circumstance. So that's a higher principle, also in Shastra. So he did that, he passed the test, and now Lord Chaitanya is kind of egging him on, or kind of, give him some first-class food, and he's eating it. And his nephew, Gopinathacharya, who was always a devotee of Lord Chaitanya, and was always preaching to Sarvabhauma. And Sarvabhauma said, no, this Lord Chaitanya, he's some sannyasi, he's too young, he should sit down, listen to me, I should preach to him, he should study Vedanta, he's too attractive, too young, he could fall any time, he can't be God. And Gopinathacharya was always preaching else. So now he's serving him all this beautiful first-class food. It says, Kahan Bhattacharyera Purva Jada Vyavahar Kahane Paramananda Karaha Vichara. After serving all this tasty, delicious, first-class Jagannath Mahaprasad, Gopinathacharya said, just consider what the Bhattacharya's previous mundane behavior was. Jada Vyavahara. Jada Vyavahara means, Jada means, the material world is called Jada Prakriti, means insentient, non-sensual, stone-like, dead-like. So it's a little bit of an insult in one sense. Jada Vyavahara. Vyavahara means, just think of his material behavior, his stone-like and sentient impersonal behavior of his previous impersonal inclination. But now, just consider how he is at present. Kahan Paramananda. But where is he now? Just see, where is he now? His behavior was so mundane before and stone-like and insentient. Now he's enjoying transcendental bliss, Paramananda. Before he was living stone in a stone age, stone-like existence, non-feeling, impersonal Brahman, nirvishesh, non-variety, because he was a smarter Brahman on the mundane platform. And on that platform, they can't believe that prasadam is transcendental, that Govinda is the original form of God, or that a Vaishnava is a liberated person. So these, an ordinary scholar, and a Gyani, they cannot, and a Naya, a logician, they can't understand these points, fine points, because they're Vedantists, impersonalists. So this is mentioned in this purport also. But by the mercy of Mahaprabhu, he was converted. Now he's taking prasadam with gusto. He's taking Mahaprasadam with gusto and relishing every bite of it. So we'll continue more of this story tomorrow to its conclusion. That's a nice way to end the story. thinking of Mahaprasadam and wishing that we had a plate there in line with Lord Chaitanya, we can get some of this Amrit Gutika and Kheer and all the things Jagannanda is serving. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki. Yeah.